Lakes of Kankano. Once past the towers of Fraile, ancient and mighty buildings, you reach the artificial lakes of Kankano. Created in the middle of the last century for the production of electricity and today managed by A2A. The lakes are fed also through a dense straight line of forced pipes by the water of the Spol, of the Alpe, Gavia, Fradolfo, Zebru, Braulio, Viola and Forcola streams, and also by the more famous Adda River, which has its sources not far away. The lakes were designed by the then AEM, a sort of government power company, in the early decades of the 20th century, to respond to the growing demand for electricity. Works for the construction of the San Giacomo Dam were completed in 1950, while the Kankano Dam, recognizable for its arch structure, was completed in 1956. The lakes are capable of holding up to over 190 million cubic meters of water in maximum flow. The reservoir of San Giacomo, with a capacity of about 64 million cubic meters of water, was at the time the largest European dam for the volume of concrete used for its construction. A curiosity. In 1939, a trolleybus line was also built for the transport of materials and workers for the construction of the two dams. The line started from Tirano, which was the railway terminus, and reached the construction sites of the dams for a length of about 66 kilometers and with a difference in height of 1,500 meters. The cable car, built with reinforced concrete poles, was characterized by famous filo cars that transported building materials from the Tirano station to the first roadman's house of Stelvio. From here, the material continued for another 7 kilometers by means of a cableway up to the Fraile Valley, at an altitude of 1,950 meters. The village of Digapoli was also built at the foot of the dam to house the workers. Later, the village was submerged by the water. The ruins of these buildings can still be seen when the partial and controlled emptying of the two artificial basins is carried out. Through a path with a gentle gradient, it is possible to skirt the Kankano Dam first, which overlooks the ravine of the Fraile Valley and later St. Giacomo Dam. Finally, it is possible to travel the complete length of the Lake of San Giacomo, crossing the dam and returning to the starting point. The cycle path allows you to observe the two relevant basins and enjoy an unusual panorama for the Alps, which recalls typical landscapes of the Great North. Observing carefully, we cannot fail to grasp the main peaks of the area and reach with our eyes as far as the Stelvio Pass and its glaciers.